Jamie and Locker with you here on a Friday going into Father's Day. That one goes out to Britton Gray's dad, our Green Zone Rider reporter. Your dad was a Black Sabbath guy.
I believe so. I'm trying to think back to all the old records I remember seeing back growing up. I'm pretty sure there's a Black Sabbath one in there. Ozzy, you know. Mm-hmm.
You said, what else? Your little...
Like Elton John?
Yeah. Def Leppard, you threw in there?
Rock and roll. He was big in rock and roll. I think there was the Meatloaf Bad Out of Hell album.
Everybody had that one.
That was a good one. Yep. Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray getting ready for tomorrow, our gigantic watch party. I know Britton can't stay for it all because you have post-game duties back at the office once the game, the Rider game ends. But first off, we need an Oiler prediction from you, Britton.
Because I've been so right with them.
Well, Oiler fans are waiting, anticipating this prediction, because this is a very important prediction for your track record of predictions.
I mean, the game goes back to Edmonton. I like the way they bounced back. I think Edmonton takes the series lead here on Saturday.
I don't disagree with them. Like I said, the whole momentum conversation.
0-4 on picks in this series?
No. It's close.
It might be it's close. Because I think he said Oilers in game one.
A lot of times, though, Britton will come into the Green Zone Lounge and then make a prediction just to see if he can rile me up.
That's true.
Right? Like,
I'm not making predictions anymore on this series because it's pointless. Flip a coin.
Oh, so you get to just say no predictions, yeah, but no you prediction. Put me on the spot and I have to make a prediction.
Well, yesterday we both said Panthers, and we both at that time said, well, the Oilers win, and we were kind of right.
Take game three out of it. Game one, game two, game four could have gone to, like, it's a coin toss, like you said.
It's so good. This series
such
is
a good series.
So isn't
good.
Overtime hockey so fun, where you have Bobrovsky making all those great saves on great shots, then just a little bouncing puck that hits a defender who's sliding, goes right in the five hole.
Just get the puck to the net.
I don't know if Drysdale's getting enough credit, because he had to negotiate that in with one hand.
He was trying to pass it across the crease. What do you mean credit?
Well, I mean, he's holding off a defender the way that McDavid and him do all the time. They lean in and they grab the stick.
Yeah.
And then he flipped it around with his
weak
hand off that side. Yeah, he was trying to pass to Perry. I get that. And it went off a stick and went in. But still,
I don't know.
They don't ask how. They just ask how many and when.
Beautiful goal.
And he has had some timely goals in his playoffs.
I can't believe he's had four.
He set a record.
Four overtime winners in this playoffs.
And based on your logic, it's all because Ron McLean said he doesn't have an overtime winner and going into the game four overtime against the LA Kings.
Okay, guess what he didn't get when I wore the jersey? An OT winner. There you go. Put that in your...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pipe and smoke it. Sure. Whatever. Okay, let's get to the Rider game tomorrow. Depth chart comes out today. AJ Ouellette, Roland Milligan have cleared protocol. They are there, but it's who's behind AJ Ouellette that's interesting. It is Kadeem Carey, as we were expecting. The veteran CFLer will play tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know how much that actually is due to the fact Thomas Bertrand Houdon is out. The amount of carries he was getting when we were there, Jamie, we both kind of thought he was getting in. Even Locker saw it and could tell. This guy's getting in. They're preparing him to go. It just makes it maybe a little bit easier to balance it out now that Bertrand Houdon is unfortunately missing this game. And one of the big shocks about this is Jackson Ford is back. We really didn't think he'd be back this quickly. And it makes things
a cast on his hand.
It's going to be very interesting how he maneuvers that. But hey, we've seen it. Sometimes you throw your shoulder into a guy. That's all you need to tackle, though. Some guys.
There are some who use it as a weapon. It's like the club hand comes flying around.
They'll let you out they'll let you out on the field with a cast.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Oh yeah, like in the NFL, D linemen, you can. Some guys, it's like a club. Like a club.
I've seen the tape. I didn't realize it was cast.
Yeah, they're protecting a broken hand or something. It looks like a darn club.
I just hope it doesn't impact his music career.
But Jackson comes on. That makes the easy switch out for Thomas Bertrand Houdon. You put C.J. Avery on to the sixth game. Easy roster maneuvering for the Riders to get Kadeem Carey on, at least for this week.
And so, you predicted how many? You said AJ was going to get 12 carries and that Kadeem was going to get 8?
Yes. I think it's going to be fairly close, because I think with Andrew Harris, Mark Mueller, I think they will find a way to kind of get it more even and take some of the load off AJ Ouellette, who unfortunately has been dealing with some injuries. Not, you can't ever predict a head injury. That's just where you get hit by a defender. But AJ Ouellette was at his best when he was kind of splitting some carries with Andrew Harris. Even in Toronto, where he was the guy, they had other people coming in and kind of taking him off for a spell or two. And that's what Kadeem Carey brings to this team now.
You're going to need a decent running game for a game against Hamilton. Am I wrong?
Well, just the balance of offense. And like you saw what the Riders did against the Ottawa Redblacks, right? They shut down that run game, and it was second and long. And
yeah,
you put Trevor Harris in second and fives, he will eat you alive with his ability to read a defense and get the ball out early.
So there's a case to be made that there could be 20 carries.
Absolutely.
In that game on Saturday.
You don't think these running backs saw Calgary get 3 rushing touchdowns and weren't ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. Dedrick Mills went off for the Stampeders against the same Tiger Cats defense. What else do you got seeing on the depth chart for the Riders? Unfortunately, Kian Schaefer-Baker on the 6-game injured list.
One of the more interesting offensive lines we'll see rolled out, because how often do you see the Canadian left tackle and 2 American guards? But that's how the Riders are rolling out. Trevion Tate is sticking at guard.
He had a really good week one at that guard position.
He did. I think they're trying to get some consistency. I think they just want to keep guys in a spot, just kind of build it up, because this team had so many switches last year. Keep that consistency, so they're keeping Tate there. Brammer comes back in. I expect big things from him, because he was supposed to be a week one starter until he suffered that back injury. And then, of course, Jamarcus Hardrick, we know how good he is out there. And Logan Ferland at center, who is going to have to deal with a hostile environment there to kind of get the snap to Trevor Harris, hear that snap count, because he's been good at center, but it's still a new position for him.
Based on week one, Britton, who would you like to see step up that may have been a little bit quieter on that week one win?
I mean, AJ Ouellette's the obvious one, right? And he was just hurt, so you want to see some more from him. That team looked really good at points. Like, if you're trying to pick someone, maybe someone in the secondary to come up with an interception. There was 3 or 4 dropped interceptions by this team.
Yeah.
Someone in that defensive backfield to go up and get one. I think we will see it this week, because the Riders are going to be very good at one thing this year: making teams one-dimensional, because that rushing defense looks like it is going to be scary this season.
It is. Keyshawn Johnson, Dante Myers, you know, those second-year guys, like to see them really pop this week to help out Sam Amelis, especially without Kian Schaefer-Baker in the lineup. By the way, we kind of whiffed on the BC Lions Winnipeg Blue Bombers game last night. I should have gone with history. What was I thinking? I even said it on the show. Teams that have a first week bye are 6-2.
And
Stravler looked pretty darn good last night. And Britton Gray's favorite quarterback, Nathan Rourke, didn't.
I made a couple of miscues on the
handoff, I thought, with Stravler.
On Stravler, yeah. But Nathan Rourke, again, a bad first half for Nathan Rourke, like last week against Edmonton.
He is going to figure it out. I do believe he's going to figure it out. I just need to see a couple of games in a row, because right now it's 75% of his football's been bad, terrible, to like, oh, okay, pretty average. Then he had the 25% great. So want to see it more from Nathan Rourke. Unfortunately, his status a little bit up in the air. I believe it's been reported it's a pulled oblique muscle. Ooh. So we'll have to see what his status is.
That's what Cody was doing.
2019, he played the West Final with a
pull. Didn't he have two?
2 torn obliques. So not as serious, but I don't imagine that's fun to play through.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Brady Oliveira went down. Could be long-term with shoulder injury or upper body injury for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers last night. You don't like to see these big injuries this early in a CFL season. Of course, Britton Gray helps us have you covered for the Riders and the Tiger Cats tomorrow. His player profile on AJ Allen, of course, is All or Nothing tomorrow on the pregame show, and has you covered at cjme.com, ckom.com, for all your coverage here on the Green Zone. Coming up next, your Rider predictions, maybe your Oiler predictions, 1-877-332-8255. Hold on one time. Britton, I've almost forgot to ask you the most important question of the day.
Are you still fighting with people on Twitter?
No, that's not it. Does it matter what jersey Locker wears tomorrow and whether or not the Oilers win?
100%. He affects the results of games.
Thank you, Britton.
Britton never takes my side.
It's good to have your support.
He'll always go against me. Always. Do you have an unlucky jersey you refuse to wear?
Not jerseys, but if I'm wearing a hat and like the Cowboys lose, that hat is no longer in the rotation during game day.
He keeps trying to get people on his side, and it's just not working.
Producer Scott, am I living in what? Where am I right now? Do you agree with any of this, Producer Scott? Do you have unlucky jerseys and hats you don't wear? Seriously. Okay, he said no. Thank goodness someone with some logic.
Thank goodness we got one sane person on the show.
Well, two. It was me and Producer Scott, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. This must be a request from my kids for their dad, because this would be among the songs I would pick for Father's Day. 1-877-332-8255. Don, you get the text of the day. Thank you. We have no prize yet for text of the day. We're still working on it with management.
Oh, that definitely is text of the day. Thank you.
Britton, you must have a lot of cowboy hats out of rotation. As Britton said, every time the Cowboys lose, he takes that hat out of rotation. I want to know Britton's hat budget, because my goodness, he must have a lot of cowboy hats, especially recently. Thanks for the text on 1-877-332-8255.
Beautiful.
And then there's people actually questioning how many sane human beings are on this show.
That's a complicated question.
Depends on the hour. Maybe. Depends on the minute.
Like I said, my jersey thing, we're just scratching the surface of the crazy.
I think you should wear an Oiler jersey tomorrow.
No. No.
For the feel
no.
of it. You could switch out the Rider jersey. You're going to wear your Rider jersey.
I'm wearing my Rider jersey.
The Rider game's over.
That still has good luck.
On. What if the Oilers are losing? Will you then bring the Oiler jersey and put it on for the third period if they're losing?
No, nope. That doesn't work. I don't wear jerseys.
But you'll wear a Rider jersey.
It was bought for me when I got here from this from this company. They bought. So I was wearing it and it was working for me.
So you'll only wear a jersey if you get some W's out of it. And then you believe it's not a jinx.
It's also, like, again, we're opening up
trying
a
to
huge
break this
can
down.
Of worms. Like, there are how a team loses as well.
I'm waiting for the light bulb to go off.
This is what good losses and bad losses. Like, there's a lot that goes into this.
The more questions I ask, I'm just waiting for the moment, and I'm hoping it's soon, where the light bulb actually goes off in your head that goes, oh, yeah, maybe.
No, that would have happened years ago.
Doesn't matter whatsoever.
I'm a relatively pragmatic individual. So this is, I know this sort of flies in the face of it, but it is what it is.
Just a touch. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. The CFL Friday Night Football is about to kick off in Ottawa. No Drew Brown for the Red Blacks. He got hurt against the Riders last week as the Davis-Alexander-led 1-0 Alouettes are in Ottawa. Of course, the Riders take on the Tiger Cats tomorrow. Join us for the watch party. Green Zone pregame show at 3, Acre 21 Boston Pizza location in Regina. Tiger Cats Riders kick off at 5, and the pregame show is at 3. Kadeem Carey will back up A.J. Ouellette tomorrow at running back. NBA Finals. They go tonight, game number 4. Indiana Pacers will lead the Thunder 2-1. And the Blue Jays are underway against Philadelphia right now. It's 1-0 Philly in the bottom of the second. And at the U.S. Open, almost done. Round number 2, Sam Burns is the leader at 3-under. Only 3 players are under par right now through 2 days at the U.S. Open. Coming up next, a great conversation with a great man and a Hall of Famer now. Going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Frank McChrystal joined us in studio. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.